Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Boom, 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 boom. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from our grill.
Live from a Yum Cha restaurant. So you can have Yum Cha.
Fun Cha, Fun Cha. Try and Yum Cha. Tommy's gonna try Yum Cha.
Yeah, Australia, a bit of a special show today. Carrie and Tommy enjoying some Yum Cha live from the Oriental Tea House in Melbourne CBD. Hello, guys.
Is there a traditional Yum Cha greeting that we should know?
G'day. Hello.
Well, I don't know about that.
I think any others probably come across a bit.
Racist?
Yeah, okay, sure. We are sitting here and we're...
Oh, wow.
I tell you what, for a lazy Susan, you were... Bang on time there, Susan.
Just whipped this up the last few minutes.
Okay, you've done very well.
Should we paint the picture? So
yes.
Why are we here? We're here because you've never had Yum Cha before.
I've never had Yum Cha before.
So we've brought with us some of our lovely listeners.
Yes.
We've brought Rod, who's also never had Yum Cha before, and we brought some lazy Susans.
Yes.
Who you did want them to sit around and swing around the middle of the table, but...
My ideal situation was them lying on the table handing out food. And then HR had a word to me after yesterday's show, and they said that would be...
inappropriate.
Yeah, and possibly illegal in some states. And so instead they are simply pushing a trolley around. Susan's welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming down.
One has actually flown here and arrived on time with our food. So you were the least lazy Susan we've ever met.
We were meant to have three Susans. Where is the third?
I'm not sure.
Okay, good.
Should we
don't speak of her. We got Rod here though. Rod, you've never had Yum Cha before?
No, I haven't.
Hey, Rod, tuck in. Grab something off a trolley here. I'm grabbing
myself. Have you never had a dumpling before, Rod?
Maybe once, but I can't remember.
Oh.
Has it been a while ago?
But is it not? Why can't you remember? Why haven't you had a dumpling before? Do you not live near?
Why can't you remember? I'm a drunk. Okay.
Well, why have you been to a Chinese restaurant before?
Hot.
How have you avoided the delicious food that is dumplings?
Just never had the opportunity to have them. That's all.
There's no turning back.
You're quizzing him so hard about dumplings.
No, I just want to know how you can get through life without eating a dumpling. Like it is the food.
Some
of life.
Some of us don't dump as much as others, mate.
Hey. I win.
Oh, Peking duck.
Mm.
Yum.
This is good.
Okay.
I feel like this is making people really jealous they're missing out.
That's the idea.
Okay, good.
So get down to the Oriental Tea House in CBD and you can have your own Yum Cha experience.
Hey, up next, I've got something to chat to you about, which, Rob, we might want to eat as much as we can now because up next I've got a story of, I think, the most outrageous thing that has ever happened at a massage parlor.
Oh.
Yeah, that's next.
Is it appropriate?
No.
All right, that's coming up. Carrie and Tommy live from the Oriental Tea House in Melbourne CBD.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy, they've been getting stuck into the dumplings during that song because they are live from the Oriental Tea House in Melbourne enjoying some Yum Cha.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had some peeking
duck. Yeah, you ate it right as we were coming back on air.
It was so good. I just had a football dumpling.
I know, the football dumpling was delicious.
That was amazing.
This is my first ever Yum Cha and it's the best. Hey, I've got a story which, this is great when you've got a mouthful of food.
Okay.
So, housemate comes home last night and I said, how are you?
Is this Luke McGregor or the other one?
No.
I just feel like it shapes the story if I can picture them.
No, this is Johnny.
Okay.
And Johnny comes home and he's got this look on his face of a slightly scared but a bit chuffed with himself. And he said, I had a hectic day. And I said, what happened?
Oh, God.
And he said, you know when you go to a massage parlor and then waxing your ass? And
I said, pardon?
Yeah, so that's exactly what he said. And I said, sorry? And he said, well, I was getting a massage and she started pointing out that I had hair on my back. And so she started waxing my back. And then she said, well, now that I've
like
waxed your back.
Or just started doing it?
She just started doing it. She goes, do you want this? And he was like, oh, okay. She goes, it's tufty. It's funny. And so she started waxing his back. But then she goes to him, oh, you look silly now because you've got a line.
You've got
a line where your hairy bum starts. And so she goes, I'll wax your whole bum. And he goes, well, I feel like I've never lived. I'm a grown man and I've never had my bum waxed. And so he goes, okay, go for it. And I said, how is it? He reckons it's ruined, and I'm sorry, everybody who is eating while this is happening. He reckons it's ruined his ability to do silent farts because he said that
the hair used to absorb
the noise. He reckons the hair must have made,
deadened
the noise. And so
how much hair was down there?
Well, I got him to fart and it sounds like a whoopee cushion now. Every time he farts, it sounds like a whoopee cushion.
But hold on. Okay. Is he a hairy, hairy man? Or there was just a little bit of hair?
He's not hairy, hairy, but he's got a bit going on. He's a man in his 40s, and so he's got a bit of hair going on. And I want to know, can you do silent farts? Is he right? Can you do silent farts with a hairless bum?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were going to say what happened at the massage parlor. I'm really glad that's not what we're doing, because I think we would have got very different calls.
I was going to do calls of what happened at the massage parlor.
No, I'm glad we're not.
Why?
I feel like if I had to pick between farting and happy endings, I'd go with farting.
Can you... you know I had an idea for it. I just think it'd be good. Hey, so can you fart with a hairless bum silently?
13, 10, 16.
Yes, I would love to know. Is this factually accurate?
Tuck into another.
I mean, I was going to ask your personal opinion, but you seem to be not disclosing any information
well,
about yourself.
I have a hairy bum, so I don't know.
Yeah, but can you fart silently? Oh, that's why I thought you would be the
mate,
perfect.
All the time.
Can you?
Just did then. No, I can.
Okay,
yeah.
13, 10,
yes,
60.
Yes, I can.
If you're a man, I'd love to hear from men who have had their bums waxed. Has it affected your farting capabilities? You know, sometimes they keep segments secret from you?
Yeah.
This is
that
why.
Was one.
Yeah. Give us a call.
I can see that.
All right, 13, 10, 60. We will take your calls next. Carrie and Tommy, they are live from the Oriental Tea House in Melbourne.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy right around Australia enjoying some yum cha today at Oriental Tea House in Melbourne CBD.
Yeah, and it is amazing yum cha. I think I've had one of every type
possible
of dumpling.
Yeah. I mean, I've got to say our lazy Susans that we have with us here helping us today are so lazy. They're no longer bringing us the food. They've just sat down to eat, including Susan, who I understand is on a diet.
Well, yes, trying to be.
Susan, you're a waif of a thing. Why are you on a diet?
Well, I just need to get back down to my best, you know, so my BMIs is right.
Okay, not today, mate. Not today.
You know what?
I'm going to make into another one of them.
I'm going to make it my personal mission today to stuff you so full of dumpling.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That your diet is reversed because you don't
need
it.
I can't wear any clothes.
No, you're great. You're fine.
I just have to get bigger ones.
Naturally, now we would go on to talking about what we were talking about before, but I don't think it's appropriate to ask you if you wax your bum or not.
No.
No. Okay.
However, ask our other Susan a little fun fact she wanted to share.
Yes.
So one of my friends just sent me a message to say that dumpling farts are the worst.
Dumpling farts are the worst.
Yes.
Okay. We're learning a lot about the back section of people's bodies today.
Yes.
Okay. I did bring this up because my housemate just got his bum waxed.
When you go for a massage.
yeah. I don't trust the massages he goes for. But he reckons now it's ruined his ability to have
a
silent
fart. Away a little fart.
Yes, he reckons the hair was deadening the noise. And to be fair, I have heard the ones in
but I think it might be a male thing because I get away with it just fine.
See, but do you?
I do.
Okay.
Well, maybe you're asking the wrong person.
I still have a theory that women store them up and they wait till we're asleep and then they let rip.
The loud ones we do.
All over the neighbourhood.
Yeah.
Setting off car alarms. Let's go to Harry. Harry from Port Macquarie. Harry, have you got your bum waxed?
Yeah, how are you?
You live in the dream, mate. How's your bum?
At the moment, it's hairless. So my name's Harry and they call me Harry, Hairy Bum. And I've got my waxed, very comfortable. But it'd be definitely louder. Because there's more cheek.
Oh, you reckon the cheek ratio, because there's no hair, the cheek ratio is higher and therefore acts as a sound kind of board.
Yeah,
this makes sense. This is Harry Hairy Bum.
Harry, there is no chance your name is Harry Hairy Bum. They don't call you that, do they?
Not anymore. Is that a waxed?
The names have been changed to protect the innocent, you see. But, that's the case in this case. I always believe that women do fart louder because they stand closer to the mic.
Women do fart louder because...
what?
I don't understand.
Oh, meaning they don't have as big a bums? What?
I don't know. I'm scared to repeat it.
Yeah.
let's go to Sarah from the Goldie. Sarah, how's your bum?
It's waxed and I don't fart louder.
So do you have a comparison? Like when it was hairy, did you fart quieter?
No. It just doesn't really make much of a difference.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you, Sarah. Yeah.
But Johnny, it has. Like, I've heard his farts.
Maybe he's just farting louder. What have you been feeding him? Maybe he...
I have been feeding him chum.
I was going to say that sounds like a dog. Yes. What have you been feeding him?
It is dog food, yes. We've been trying to save money in the household. Let's finish with Sasha. Sasha, how's your bum?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, living
the
dream.
I love how many women are calling.
Yeah. I know, because the first thing I thought of was most women don't have hairy bums. I certainly don't. I don't sound like a whoopee cushion.
Exactly. That's the point I was trying to make, Sarah.
Most women don't have hairy bums.
And we don't shoot women at
night time, no. Some, you don't wait till we're sleeping and let rip?
No way.
Just like someone strangled Chewbacca under the doonas?
You know what? I did actually shave my husband for him one day.
You shaved your husband's bum.
Until it started growing back, though, Sarah.
See, it's just it's behaviour.
Itchy, and he sort of been scratching his bum.
It's behaviour like this.
Absolutely.
Just makes me think I haven't lived. I've never had a woman shave my bum.
No, mate, I think you're not missing out on anything.
On 131060, do you want to shave my bum? Give us a call.
Lazy Sarah here. That's Susan.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy live across Australia, live today from the Oriental Tea House in Melbourne CBD.
Yeah, we're just down.
With an amateur.
Yeah, I just had to tell you to pick up your microphone again. Look at us, just a couple of mates down here tonguing away at some chicken feet. What a day. Because I've had some pretty good ideas in my time. Mm-hmm. There were shongs, of course, the thongs that turned into shoes. So when you went day drinking, you go night drinking. That is zip-on cover. There were honey drops, so you could, like, individual capsules that you could put in tea, and so it was mess-free honey.
Oh, I like that one. You've never told me that one.
Yeah. I made a double-handled Maxibon, so both ends were the biscuit, and Maxibon released a limited range of those. But this one, I think, is the best of all my ideas. Mm-hmm. Very simple. Mm-hmm. You get a piece of paper, and you write on the piece of paper, the parking meter ate my money. Mm-hmm. And you put that piece of paper on your dashboard instead of buying a parking ticket. Mm-hmm. As you know, I got 8 parking tickets in a week. Since doing this, have not had a parking ticket.
I mean, as I'll say last time you said this, 8 parking tickets in a week means that you are flush with cash because you have not paid one of those yet.
No, I haven't, because they were in a hire car and I figure they won't be able to find me.
No, they will.
No, they won't. Have they found me yet?
Well, yes, you'll get a debt collector at your doorstep soon.
Good luck.
They're going to come to have a bit of yum cha. But second of all, I think people have been doing this for a long time. People always put notes on their cars.
Don't get bitter that you didn't think of it, and then you're lashing out at my idea.
Notes saying there's a problem with the parking meter paying it.
Why can't you be happy for me?
Because I think you should
just this once.
It's the arrogance of just parking, assuming that you just don't care about the fine, annoys me.
I'm not getting fined. I've parked.
You said you got 8 in a week.
No, and then I've started using the sign.
Okay.
See, your bitterness is covering over your ears and you're not listening properly.
How many times have you gotten away with it so far?
I've parked every day in like spots
multiple places.
Yeah. And at the moment, we are in one of the hot spots of the country, right in the heart of Melbourne CBD.
Because you have tried this all over the country.
Yes.
I feel like this is ticket central where we're having lunch right now.
Yeah. And so I'd like a wager, because you reckon I've already got a ticket.
Yeah, you've 100% got a ticket.
Okay. So how about this? If I've got a ticket, I will pay the ticket and I will pay you equal to what the ticket is.
Yep.
And if there's no ticket, you owe me $5,000.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Okay, you pick a money amount.
No, I don't need to pay you anything.
Why not?
Because if there's no ticket, then you got away with no ticket. Win-win.
You don't understand how bets work.
So if you didn't get a ticket...
You know how off-air you said, let's have a bet about this, and now I'm posing a bet and you're saying no. This is very...
But your bet ends up with me in a very bad way, and none of this is
okay. What about
my
you?
Fault.
What about you? Pay me what a parking fine would be. So let's agree on, say, $80.
I will pay a charity of your choice what the parking fine.
Oh, you know you've put me in a possible position where I can't say no. Look, Caitlin is out there on the street.
Okay.
Caitlin, have you located my car?
Yeah, I just found it, and I'm literally running over.
Solid start.
To it now. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the bro. And
can you see? You can see the sign there in the windscreen.
Yeah, I can only just see it because it's covered by a parking ticket.
No. What do you mean covered by parking tickets?
Sucked in. Where's my cash? Hand it over.
It's holding it in, and it's over the yellow.
How much
parking
for?
Parking meter ate my money, and it says it's an $81 infringement penalty.
Sucked in. Thank you. That $80 is coming towards me. Might go for some more yum cha.
Is there only one ticket or is there two?
No, there's one. It's just a big ticket.
So I've got a new idea.
Yeah.
I'll keep that ticket and I'll put it on my windscreen everywhere I go.
It says a date, mate. I was going to do 131060. Do you want one of Tommy's signs? But not now because it didn't work for you.
Do you want one of do you want Tommy's parking ticket? And then you can get free parking anywhere.
No.
Brilliant, Bickers. Great stuff.
It's all bad.
Let's go to a song.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around Australia, it is Carrie and Tommy live today from the Oriental Tea House in Melbourne, enjoying some yum cha.
Yeah, well, we're enjoying the yum cha. The yum cha here is amazing, but I'm fuming because Caitlin wasn't lying and I do have a parking ticket for my son.
Which means you have to pay me $80.
No, because you didn't agree to the bet.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Don't be one of those people that doesn't pay up on a bet. I'm going to put it to charity. So if you don't pay up, it's a charity that loses out.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. I'll take the 100. Great. 250s. Thank you. Yeah, good.
Why did
thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, as you were saying.
Oh, and it means I need a new parking hack. If you know how to get free parking out there, simply my sign saying the meter ate my money isn't working well enough. 131060, give us a call if you have a better tip to get free parking because I'm sick of paying for parking and I'm sick of getting parking fines. But while I'm angry and getting worked up about something, I've got an issue with one of our Susans.
Our laziest Susan, who's only just arrived halfway through our yum cha lunch. How are you, Susan?
I'm great. This is just so tasty. Thank you very much.
It's good, isn't it?
It's a good day.
You're welcome. Now, Suze, we've met before.
We have.
How many times?
Oh, I've lost count, but it's, a great number.
Hold on. Where have you met?
Just comedy shows. Tommy just produces the laughs and I keep rocking up.
A-grade stalkers is what we're talking about?
Yeah, I would probably say that. Yeah. Something they didn't screen when I called yesterday.
I give you points just for getting through the net. That's great, great stuff. But then you mentioned, because I think you've been coming to my comedy show maybe for 9 or 10 years, maybe. Is that right?
Not quite enough. Look who's counting.
Okay. But
I didn't know you've been doing comedy that long.
Yeah. Are you well?
Were your first ones funny?
The first few years might be considered more spoken word than comedy. Just a few more sentences and jokes. But then I said, have you been to this year's show?
Yeah, and I honestly said, I actually haven't purchased tickets, Tommy. I've decided to go elsewhere. The likes of Hughie, Ursula Carlson, Nazim even, I think, a few Saturday nights away.
She's covering a lot of ground.
Yeah.
All but you.
What is going on when a stalker's not even coming to my show?
What would get you there?
Do you know what? I've actually probably run out of friends to take to see you. I think,
Stalker would just go on their own.
That is true.
Yeah.
Would you like to go?
I would love to go.
Because I've got $100 here. Why don't you use that $100 from
you
Tommy's parking?
You said that was for charity. I can legit
You're
buy
You're my
a
charity. You're my charity.
I've become a charity case.
What's this? Sponsor a stalker.
I know. Sponsor a Suze.
For just $1 a day. You can sponsor Suze so she can hang around Tommy like a shadow.
Keep her laughing.
Tommy will give you free tickets. It's fine. Now, have you got any calls coming
through?
Hang on.
What? No, that was a great idea that you give Susan money because then it comes back to me.
Emma's called. Emma, have you got a parking hack for Tommy?
I do. So, if you have like an old parking ticket, use that and put it underneath your windshield wiper and they all just look like walk past and they just check it and I never get booked ever.
Okay.
So you don't get one of those tickets that says "sign not ticket not displayed" because they often do that if they can't fully see it when they're in a really mean mood.
I go to a university here in Canberra, and I often don't want to pay like $15 a day in parking.
Fair enough.
And so I just keep like an old one that I...
Oh, Emma, I'm so sorry, but I'm so bored. Let's go to the next caller.
She just gave you such... You are so rude.
It was exactly the thing that we said before. You just weren't listening.
No, I was listening. I'm telling you,
ticket.
They can see the date. And if they can't see the date of the old ticket... Yes, but they look. They're not dumb.
You go back to Emma and let's see how scintillating this chat is.
I know they want to find you any way they can. That's how they make their way.
You've got Emma, mate.
I'll call Emma afterwards and we can chat.
Hey, you're chatting with her now.
No, yeah. Rachel. Don't boss me around, mate. Rachel, what's your parking hack for Tommy?
If you go to the machine, there's usually a number on the parking machine and it says if you text that number and it's not working.
Fault.
Yeah, it's their fault. Yep. And then you can dispute the parking fine and say that, it was not working. I texted the number.
Rachel.
even
that is a great one, Rach. It is a great one, and thank you for calling, and thank you for being far more entertaining than the last caller. I just did try that, and after a while, they gave me a fine, and I complained, and they said, we've registered how many times you've done it.
Okay, well, let's see if Daniel's got the final option for you, Daniel.
You don't want to go back to your friend Emma?
She's gone.
Your attitude's really annoying me. Daniel.
Tommy and Kerry, how are you?
I'm hoping you don't have a successful one because I've got the best one for you.
Get a piece of paper, leave it in your glove box, have a couple in there and just write down car broken down, waiting for tow truck, and just keep changing the dates. I've been doing it for 10 years in the city.
Daniel, you're an absolute genius.
Disabled, no standing, no parking anywhere in this city. All good, mate.
I can support every bit of that except for the parking disabled spaces, and I wish we'd got out earlier.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, Australia. It is Wednesday afternoon, and Carrie and Tommy are live from the Oriental Tea House in Melbourne CBD, enjoying some yum cha.
For the first time for me, and it is absolutely unbelievable.
We need to rename our show today.
Why?
It's just the Tommy Show.
Don't be like that.
And I've come along for the ride.
Don't be like that.
The entire contents of this show has just been gutter. And what we're about to do next, I think, is a low point for us.
Well, I don't think I can be blamed when you arrived.
Yes.
You sat down and you looked me in the eyes and I said, what have you got today? And you looked me in the eyes and said, I've got nothing. And so...
I think then
to have a crack at the content that I bring.
I didn't know that we were coming up with segments like this.
I have been responsible for some of the greatest radio segments of all time.
Yes, such as what word am I looking at? Is the worst.
That's one of the greatest games of all time. Do you want
to
play that?
It's clean. That's a great game. I'd rather play that than what we're about
Dave,
to
Dave, don't
play.
Get scared of playing the over. That is,
sorry.
That is fun.
Let's play that instead.
No. So, some of the great radio segments that we've had that you've never let me do again. Remember when we played Who's Got Nuts in Their Mouth?
Yes, I do.
Yes, and wasn't that a lot of fun?
Yeah, and then we played Who's Got Balls in Their Mouth.
Yes, and that was a lot of fun as well.
Yes, it was fun.
And if you're listening and you think that sounds a bit strange, get your mind out of the gutter. One was just ping pong balls, the other one was peanuts, and you fill your mouth in, and then the listener has to guess who's got what in there. It's so much fun, and then they get a prize if they get it right.
You know, you're really making me that person. You know when you watch shows and there's always that person that goes, oh, Tommy, that's what you're making me.
Yes. Yeah. You can stop that. Like, you're in control of that. That's fine.
No, because one of us has to say what's about to happen isn't good.
13 10 60. We need you to call if you want to get involved in the first ever second most exciting radio game that's going to happen, because we are in a yum cha restaurant here, and so we thought we would get involved and play this.
Hey, who's got a dump in their mouth?
Who's got a dump in their mouth?
Who's got a dump in their mouth?
We heard it the first time.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, Dave, you are going to have to throw to us, and we will simply say the sentence, have I got a dump in my mouth? And then the listener will have to guess whether Carrie or I has a dump in our mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
Because why are you looking at with such a sad face when you're clearly having such joy? Hey, Dave, what have we got on as a prize for our lucky listeners?
I think $50 cash. We're just going to sling them a pineapple.
Wow.
Pretty great.
Okay.
First up, we have Laurie. Now, Dave, one of us is going to load our mouth. Hey, Laurie, one of us is going to load our mouth up, and so then you're going to have to throw it to us.
Yeah, sure. Laurie, you understand what you've got to do?
No idea.
Great. You just got to pick who's got the dump in their mouth. So let's go through Carrie and Tommy individually. Tommy, please repeat the phrase.
Have I got a dump in my mouth?
What do you reckon, Laurie?
Nope.
Go to Carrie.
Carrie.
You said you weren't having fun.
In my mouth.
Sorry, Laurie. It is Carrie, correct, Laurie. Great work.
$50
is all yours.
Congratulations.
Ooh, okay, Dave, play the opener again and let's go again.
All right, here we go.
Hey, who's got a dump in their mouth?
Oh, is it Carrie or Tommy? Let's find out. Amber, I'm going to go to Tommy first. Please repeat the phrase.
Amber, have I got a dump in my mouth?
Yes, you do.
Oh, what?
You might want to hear from the other person first before walking
Carrie,
in, I guess.
Carrie, please repeat the phrase. Amber, what do you reckon?
Yes.
What? Correct, I
Amber,
guess.
Amber, no, Amber is. Amber said yes for both.
Amber's
fighting this as a fistful of love. I don't think we can give Amber money.
Sorry, Amber.
I don't know how you lost this game, Amber.
Shall we try Joseph?
Are you doing the last one?
Are you ready for round three?
Of course I am.
Okay, right.
This is so much fun.
Let's mix things up for round three. Maybe ask Carrie first this time.
Okay, you got it.
Dave.
Here's the
let's
opener.
Let's mix things up. We'll load up.
Hey, who's got a dump in their mouth?
Okay, Joseph, $50 is on the line. You just need to identify who has the dump in their mouth. I'm going to go to Carrie first this time. Carrie, please repeat the sentence. I think she's trying to say, have I got a dump in my mouth?
All right, the next one.
Okay, Tommy.
Have I got a dump in my mouth?
What do you reckon?
I'm going to go Carrie.
Yes!
It's correct! Great work!
$50 to you. Wow. What a game.
Oh, let's make that a daily benchmark. Same time tomorrow. Get involved, listeners.
Dump in their mouth.
It's Gary and Tommy. Live from the Oriental Tea House, they're enjoying some yum cha and some dumps in their mouth.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's Carrie and Tommy right around Australia, live from the Oriental Tea House in Melbourne CBD. Tommy is trying yum cha for the first time ever. And it's time for this.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Oh, that wasn't
this
the right
is more
opener.
Like it. What do you mean? Yes, it is, isn't it?
Haven't you got
we
a
made
special
a new
edition
one.
Today?
Have you made a new opener for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, hang on, here we go.
It's time for Bickmore's
Chinese
Bits.
Here we go now.
There we go.
So they're all of my bits today are going to have a Chinese flavour.
Yes.
Spicy bits.
Great. Yum cha themes.
Yum cha themes. No, we've gone online. I haven't actually seen these yet. Belle, our producer, went online to one of China's biggest news websites to see what's happening over there today.
What's their biggest news site called?
Good question.
I knew when you were vague in your wording and you said, we've gone online.
Globaltimes.com.au. Oh, no, it wouldn't be AU.
China Daily, apparently.
China Daily. Okay, how's this? Commuters taking the subway line one in Jihan, East China's Shandong province.
Yes.
They only need to smile now to get on to the train. It's the world's first 3D facial recognition system for public transport.
Wow.
So as the doors open, you smile, and if it's you, they'll let you on.
So if you want a fare of aid, you've got to steal someone's face.
Exactly, and they say they can recognise disguise or other tricks, and they only get it wrong 1 in 1 million.
Wow.
Pretty cool stuff happening in China.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So police have arrested a man
East
China.
I don't
China.
Think I like it.
Why not?
I think it's very, they're watching us. I don't like
to
know.
They are watching us, mate.
It means they know
every... Your iPhone there, everyone's watching you all the time.
No.
Yeah. Okay. You're probably live streaming now, are you?
Hey, I'm not
I think
live
we are live streaming.
Yes, we are, actually, yeah.
Police in East China. Okay.
Yes.
So here's what went down. A man got robbed, right?
Okay.
Did he get robbed? Is that right?
Yeah.
I just need to check the story.
Yes.
Got robbed, right? Was annoyed that he got robbed, so he posted a video to YouTube saying he got robbed. Yeah. And the man...
This is your one segment of the show...
Yeah. Mate,
why
I didn't
did
have
not...
time to prep for it because I had a dump in my mouth.
That's
okay?
true, actually.
So
that's fair.
I'm sorry.
You were a real trooper with that.
Anyway, long story short, he posted it on YouTube. The guy saw that he posted that the thief saw it on YouTube and the thief said, hey, mate, you know, you're saying that I've robbed you. Let's fight it out. And the other guy goes, yes, I'll pick the place. Picked a place right outside a police station. They had the fight and police came out and arrested the thief.
And they who
That's
won
what
the fight?
In China, not sure. another new story: 13 new professions have been identified in China.
That's exciting. Give us some.
Their artificial intelligence is now an actual profession over there.
Hang on. Oh, they're AI. Making them. Oh, yep. They're not just giving the robots jobs.
No.
Okay.
No, the profession of artificial intelligence, Internet of Things.
Internet of Things.
Which I didn't think was real, but I've been informed by one of our lazy Susans that Internet of Things is a thing.
What's an Internet of Things?
She didn't really explain it very well, so I wouldn't bother marking her up. But
it's something to do with it's something to do with device security.
There you go. Yeah. And drone navigation and esports is now a profession.
Esports is a huge industry now.
Yeah. And finally, gangsters in China are going to get harsher punishments.
What?
Good.
Do you need more details?
I don't know, but I love that you went to slam your laptop shut like it was a mic drop moment, despite being on radio and nobody could see it. Finally, gangsters in China are going to get harsher punishment.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.